Ramani, who is Dr. Masumu or Sarah, is working with Professor Peter Adds from Vic Uni in Te Whanganui Aotearoa. They're over halfway through a project looking to explain the rise of Māori atheism in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And Masumu, Sarah, is one of the principal investigators. Sarah, tēnā koe, and thank you for joining us on the program. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dave. Thank you so much for having me.
Kia ora. How have religious beliefs among our people, Māori, shifted over the past couple of decades as you've looked into this area, please, Sarah?
That's a good question. What the information we have about those broader shifts over the past two decades essentially comes from the national census. So if we look at the census, there seems to be a rise in the category of no religion, and that rise is roughly the same rate that the category of Christianity is shrinking. So it's about 17%. So it seems to be a shift. These, what are quite interesting about them is that they are above the national average, and that it's not simply New Zealand. We can see similar patterns with Indigenous people in Canada and Australia who are at least on the census declaring a shift in religious identification.
It's interesting, isn't it? While we might not be Christian or Muslim or Hindu, many Māori still have belief in our atua, our spiritual realm. How is this reflected in your inquiries into people's atheism or lack of belief in spirituality or religion? What was some of the feedback you got from the Māori who you have been interviewing and working with?
So that's, again, another good question. Our research is specifically focused on atheism. So although we do connected with what is happening at these broader picture, what explains this shift on census, but our research is very specifically focused on atheism, and the kind of working definition that we have is people who do not believe in God or gods. And there is a massive diversity even in that category. So regarding people who might say, for instance, I believe in traditional Māori beliefs, belief in atua, etc., we are not specifically working on that. Although even in our research, we find that people who say, I don't believe in God, that, again, there's a diversity. And some might say, for instance, but I do believe in some traditional belief and so on. Does that answer your question, Dave?
Yeah, I'm just sort of, you know, as we pause at the gate, there's the karanga coming in, invoking the spirits of our ancestors. And so I know people who aren't religious as mm-hmm. well, but do, like the rest of us, pause and note these cultural norms that are part of the way of our people. And I just wonder whether they might, at one hand, say that they're atheists, I don't attend church, don't believe in God supreme, but also accommodate these spiritual aspects of Māori culture and our cultural norms on the marae. It seems playing off one against another.
So I can only speak to what I know, and that's the stories that people tell me who identify with at least some form of atheism, right? I'm not in any case making any claim or rejecting what other positions might be in this massive category. So no religion is huge. You have various perspectives in it. What we're in particular interested in is understanding the stories and reasons and motives of people who may have grown up in a religious household, in a Christian household, and leave that and move towards an atheistic position. So what we know is that in this category of people who say, I do not believe in God or gods, there's, again, a massive diversity. We have people who would say, I don't believe in God or any other supernatural phenomena. This is what we would call positive atheism or strong atheism. And you also have people who would say, I don't believe in God, but there's no categorical rejection or denial of their existence. Now, this group would point to the limits of our knowledge, and they would emphasize the importance of operating at the best evidence you have at hand, right? And you also have, and these Maori participants would, when reflecting on traditional Maori beliefs, they would say, well, these are metaphors for understanding the world. You also have a group of people who we call in this project people who hold uncertain unbelief. These participants would, atheism for them simply means rejection of monotheistic Christian God, but they have sort of a ambivalence towards other supernatural phenomena, right? So this is the particular sort of a focus of our study. What we found quite fascinating is that across the board on this spectrum, atheism is defined first and foremost as a rejection of monotheistic God. So while that's clear, people can have various different ideas and beliefs about other phenomena.
Tēnā koe. I'm unsure how many of our people harbour religious feelings, belief, etc. When you've delved into this area of atheism or non-belief in gods, what sort of percentage do you think of Māori would fit into this category?
Again, that's really hard for me to speculate because, you know, it's very hard. That's like national census. And I think the issue we have with understanding those percentages is that a lot of people might go for the category of no religion, and that becomes, you know, it's a big category. It covers lots of different positions. And only a few people would go directly for the category of atheism when it comes to national census. I'm very curious to see how these numbers shift in the 2023 census, but I wouldn't be able to say with any precision that what percentage of this big category of no religion is comprised of atheists. You know, keeping in mind that atheism, again, comes in different types and there's different ways of being atheist. Well, it's quite complex.
It's pretty complex, yeah. And I know Peter's been involved in a lot of different Māori academic study across the way, so it's neat that you're working with Peter Ads, who is the founding head of the Māori Association of Social Science, for those of you interested in Peter's backdrop. What are you hoping this research will result in?
Well, first of all, it's basically curiosity. What's happening? What are the stories people telling us? What are the motives? What's going on in this shift in religious identification? And I feel like one of the important implications here is kind of disturbing this assumption that is widespread, and it's not simply about Māori. It's this view that if you're from a particular culture, if you're from a particular country, you are automatically seen as religious. Now, I'm from Iran. I face this sort of same stereotyping all the time. The moment I say I'm from Iran, people say, well, are you Shia or Sunni? It cannot fall outside of this category. And I feel like speaking with Māori who are atheists kind of complicates and disturbs this picture of if you are Māori, therefore you are spiritual. There's lots of different ways, and I'm sure Peter will speak to this, is able to speak to this more directly than I am.
Well, it's a really intriguing investigation. And thank you for sharing some kōrero about your research project. It's very intriguing, and I'm sure there are many who can understand the importance of a study of this nature. And I'd like to thank you for your part in putting it together. Dr. Masuma Ramani with us today talking about atheism and Māori. Okay. It's an interesting kōrero. Thanks so much for sharing it with us today, Masuma.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Ngā mihi. Kia ora, you're with Urban Māori.